Welcome back to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. I'm Luke. The big guy's Brian. We are Dueling Tangents together. And Brian, they're listening to us on Devil Radio 92.7 and the Shaw 101 FM. And a takeaway that I have, additionally, what we touched on already, is it seems like there's going to be two tracks of hopefully accountability and prosecution down the road. And the two tracks are the ongoing, and these tangents kind of, they intersect and then they diverge and they intersect and they diverge. But the coordinated lie that the election was stolen, that then cultivated in the violence that took place on January 6th, and then the continued cultivating of the big lie. And it is so telling to me that Fox News just decided, we're not going to show any of this. We're going to... They blew through their commercial breaks, Brian, on Tucker Carlson's program last night, because I believe they were so afraid that if they went to a commercial break and, you know, they had one of those terrible ads for a catheter or whatever big pharma pill they're trying to push, that their audience would leave that and maybe out of some slight curiosity go switch over to what one of the other major networks was covering. All of the other major networks were covering the January 6th Select Committee hearings. And so they literally gave up their primetime advertising slots last night to hold on to the audience as long as they possibly could.
First of all, catheters don't know any party. I just want to say that.
Yeah, but Fox News, I think, is large audience.
If they're using something to enter your urethra, I don't think they're asking what political leaning you're going, but they are asking whether one thing is leaning one way or another. But that's about it. That's about it. The thing I... I'm just saying. And speaking as a guy who spent a large majority of my life, a couple decades in the bars in Chicago, in Los Angeles, and other various towns in between, working as well as being there, I'm very, very, very familiar with the, executive white male or executive male who is, let's say, insecure about their selves and kind of puffs themselves up, peacocking, as it were, as a matter of course, not necessarily even a thing they're doing consciously, as much as they're so insecure they have to show off at all times to feel validated, because they're always constantly seeking validation, even though all they do is tear down everybody else so they can feel taller, and they only surround themselves with even more insecure people. And there's maybe one person that they listen to every now and then, but that's usually the sober person in the crowd. But anyway, the point is, I'm really familiar
with that type of personality.
With that type of person, and the behavior of all most of the Republicans and Fox News on this is so exactly on point for the insecure, weak cowards that just, the kind of person that has all the power and goes, I need more because I feel powerless. You know what? That's never going to be empty. That's never going to be filled. That empty hole inside of you that you need to feel secure, where your mommy or daddy, left that hole for you, or some person hurt you at some point. You have to go to therapy and get and deal with that, young man, because otherwise you're going to destroy the entire country as a result of your stupid, petty insecurity. And that's what Donald Trump did.
Yeah, I believe it's a daddy-shaped hole for the former president.
I think it's both. And I think he's trying to fill one of the holes with his daughter Ivanka, which somehow he thinks is a good idea to keep talking about that way.
Gross. I don't need to vomit today. All right. But speaking of men like that, Brian, we do have one of those here in Wisconsin. And he threw a temper tantrum on the court stand in the state of Wisconsin in Dane County Court today. Former state Supreme Court Justice Michael Gableman.
So proud, everyone.
Was subpoenaed to appear before a Dane County judge.
How does it feel? How does it feel to be subpoenaed?
He lamented the judge as some kind of political actor, yelled at him, refused to answer the questions from the Attorney for American Oversight, the government watchdog organization that is looking
respect
into...
Respect for law and order, that is.
Mm-hmm. And so he refused to take the questions, threw a temper tantrum, and then was found in contempt.
He didn't do it in a stately manner? He didn't do it in a stately manner? No.
Nope. So we've got one of those personalities that you just described here in Wisconsin, Gableman, throwing his temper tantrum.
So early. Going along the lines of, you know, insecure men in power that, you know, are really so insecure. I had I worked at the Melting Pot, and long story short, I basically tried to get the group of people that I was working with to maybe collectively work together to go and make the working situation better, since the owner came in twice a year and just yelled at people to go and show he's powerful because he's a weak little man. Anyway, at the first opportunity that I ever got Joan Cusack would specifically ask for me as her server. I'm doing a good job is my point.
Yeah.
The first complaint I ever had was from somebody who wanted to have a free meal, and they used that complaint to fire me almost immediately, their first thing, right? So I challenged it in court, and the first hearing that I was supposed to – this is an adjudicator. This isn't an actual judge.
Right.
This is an adjudicator on the phone for an unemployment hearing. This petty little man was very upset because –
former boss, not the adjudicator.
Former boss. The first hearing was scheduled. My grandmother died, and that was her funeral. I had flown out to New Jersey, and the actual time was literally I was in the church at the funeral. And when they called me, I was leaving the church, and I even answered and said, I am at my grandmother's funeral. I'm letting you know that right now. I told you this in an email before, but in case you didn't answer, for the record, I am at my grandmother's funeral, and I will not be able to talk to you right now. I am in a car on the way out. He and his lawyer wrote a letter saying that the adjudicator and me had conspired to work against him.
To come up with a different date.
Rather than admit, maybe I was wrong or maybe I could do this or something like that, this petty little man wanted to go and keep going to the hilt just to prove that he was powerful. Not because he actually really cared about the money or anything like that. He was just so petty. And this is the kind of person. These are the kind of people that you guys chose to elect. Yeah. Congratulations. Are you proud? Are you proud of this person that you said this is my person? This is who I'm going to put a flag up of this person. I'm going to go and drape. I'm going to tattoo this person on me. I'm going to put a flag of this person on my house and show everybody how much I love this person because I have it on the bumper sticker. This is the kind of person that you're like. Good job, everyone.
Folks, we're going to get to your phone calls. This is Dueling Tangents. We'll be right back. 844-967-2789.